Good Moed. Welcome to all those that are joining us for the Shir on Chol HaMoed, Tovshin Pei Aleph. We're continuing in the story of the Ravu Ben Yochid, the eighth story in Sipurei Maaseis. We're continuing and concluding, hopefully, in this Shir. We've been reading a little bit in the commentary, Rimzei Maaseis, which was written by Reb Nachman Chirin, one of the closest and most outstanding students of Rav Nosson Zal. Before we begin, we dedicate the shir today Le'ilui Nishmas, Sora Miriam Bas Reb Moshe, the grandmother of Tuvia and Yigal Berkowitz, and also for a complete refuah and yeshua for all those that need it. B'soich Shar Choli Yisrael. Now, Reb Nachman Chirin makes an incredibly important point. There are many people that would understand and realize that a person who's weak in their Yiddishkeit, a person who needs chizuk, a person who's not really a Talmud Chacham themselves, they need a tzaddik. But a person who himself is a Talmud Chacham, a very learned person, does that person need the tzaddik? So Rav Nachman Chirin says, based on our story, Vehine oid mevor umuvan mitchila zeh sipur. It's explained and very obvious from the beginning of the story. Kiloi miboye mi she'enoi oisik betfila. V'rochik legamri me'avodas Hashem. Hu tzorich bevadai lehishtadel v'lo voy leskarev latzadik emes. Of course, anyone can understand that a person who's not praying, or certainly not praying properly, and a person who's very far from serving Hashem properly, that person definitely needs to make every effort possible to come close to the true tzaddik. Ki bevadai yisoirer al yodoi l'tshuva shalema, because that person will definitely be inspired and motivated to do a complete tshuva through the true tzaddik. However, even a person who is involved in serving Hashem, veloimed umispalel tomid, and the person is learning Torah and praying all the time, afal pikein, still lahargish tam bavoidosoi, in order for the person to really feel the true sweetness that a person is supposed to feel in serving Hashem, v'lavoides Hashem besimcha, and to be able to succeed in serving Hashem with real, true joy and happiness, v'shetia avoidosoi shlema b'li shum chisorim, and that the person's service of Hashem should be 100%. It shouldn't be lacking in any way whatsoever. Hurak al yedei hiskarvus la tzadik emes. That can only be achieved by coming close to the true tzaddik. Kimavur v'bifnim, as is expressed in the story that we just learned. V'oid b'mekoymois harbe b'dvorav zal. And as Rabbeinu Zal expresses in many other places throughout his teachings, that the tzaddik is for everyone. There is no one in Klal Yisrael that can get along without the tzaddik, that can be completely successful in their Yiddishkeit without the tzaddik. We see in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aharon HaKoyen was a student of his. The Mishnah says, Havi mitalmidov shel Aharon HaKoyen. Aharon HaKoyen was the first one to be at the shir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now he adds another point. Va'ayin b'maymar emor el ha-koyhanim. Take a look in chapter 2 in the first part of Likut Emran. Mevoyer, it's explained over there, shekol b'chinas avoidas ha-tfila hu b'chinas moyer ha-koton. In our story, Rabbeinu Zal mentioned the concept of a Moyer HaGodol and a Moyer HaKoton. Just like when Hashem created the world, there were two lanterns, the sun and the moon. Originally, they were equal in size and in light. And then, at one point, Hashem decreased the light of the moon. So it became a Moyer HaGodol and a Moyer HaKoton. So too, Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in the story a concept that in every generation there are two tzaddikim, one tzaddik who represents the Moyer HaGodol, who represents the sun, and another tzaddik who represents the moon, the Moyer HaKoton. And if these two are able to get together properly, they can bring Moshiach. So now Reb Nachman Shirin points out that in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran, all the way at the end, Rabbeinu Zalf mentions this term Moir HaKoton related to Tefillah. That when we speak about Torah versus Tefillah, Torah is compared to the sun, Tefillah is compared to the moon. We know that Dovid HaMelech says, Va'ani Tefillah, I am Tefillah. He's the one who wrote the Sefer Tehillim. And Dovid HaMelech, the Malchus, is represented by the moon. So over there in the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal says, he speaks about shining light from the Moir HaGodol into the Moir HaKoton. And Rab Nachman Shirin says now, Al kein tzrichin lekasher oiso ulohovi oiso el hatzadik ho'emes shehu bechinas Moshe, bechinas Moir HaGodol. Because of the fact that tefillah, prayer, is also referred to as the Moir HaKoton, therefore, we need to know that in order to complete the tefillah, we have to bring the tefillah to the Moir HaGodol, which is the Tzadik Emes. The Tzadik Emes is also referred to as the Moir HaGodol, the Great Light, the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu, who's compared to the sun. There's a pasuk, V'kisoi kashemesh negdi. Hashem says that the chair of Moshe Rabbeinu is like the sun across me. Bichdei lohoyer bo ulahashlima, in order that the tzaddik should shine light into our prayer, and he should help complete, fill in anything that's lacking in our tefillah, in order for it to be able to accomplish what it needs to accomplish. Sheze bechinas lahazir gedolim al haktanim. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Rashi in Chumash on the pasuk Emor el Hakoyhanim, that Hashem told Aaron HaKoyim, speak to all the other Kohanim. And Rashi says there, Lahazir Gedoilim Alaktanim. This is a message that the older Kohanim must teach the younger Kohanim. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, Lahazir also means to shine, Zohar. Zohar Arokia means a light. To shine light from the Gedoilim, from the Moir HaGodol, into the Moir HaKoton. Shezeh Bechinas Mashenemar Eitzel HaMishkan. And this is what the Torah writes when it came to the Mishkan, Vayaviu Es HaMishkan El Moshe, that all of the Jews brought their gifts to Moshe Rabbeinu, their gold and silver and copper and wood, all their contributions to the Mishkan they brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayokem Moshe Es HaMishkan. And it's only Moshe Rabbeinu that was able to put it all together and to establish, to build the Mishkan. Ukemavur gam beZohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh shows in Parshas Pikudei, there, that this concept of the Jews bringing the ingredients, the components to Moshe Rabbeinu, is a concept of bringing the Shekhinah, the Malchus, the Moir HaKoton, bringing it to the Moir HaGodol. Ayin Shom, the Zohar HaKodesh quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Besulois Achareho Reoiseho Muvois Lach. The young maidens are brought to you. The young maidens, referring to the Shekhinah, the Malchus, the Moir HaKoton, being brought to the Moir HaGodol, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKodesh, Va'oid Bekama Mekon, and in chapter 2 in Likutei Moran, Va'oid Bekama Mekoimois Midvorov Zal, and also in many other places in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, Be'inyan Zeh, regarding the importance of this, the importance of bringing our tefillos to the tzaddik, V'yunam Loch, and it'll be very sweet for you. This is the end of Reb Nachman Chirin's commentary on Sipurei Maaseyos. Now we know that Rabbi Nachman gave shiurim during his lifetime. His shiurim, the vast majority of them, are documented in the Likutei Moran. Then he told his student Reb Nosson that I want you to take all of my shiurim and extract from them the halacha lemaisa, the practical advice that a person needs to take out of each one of these shiurim. And Rav Nosson Zal did that, and that's called Likutei Etzos. It goes in the, and he did it in two formats. He did it in one format, going in the order of the Likutei Moran, and that's the Sefer Kitzur Likutei Moran. And then he did it in a different order, by topic, in topical order. MS, Yira, Ahava, Sedaka, sorting the Likute Maran by topic and extracting only the practical advice, and that's the Likute Eitzos. Reb Nachman Chirin completed that and did a Likute Eitzos on Likute Halachos, extracting from Reb Nosson Zal's teachings the practical advice. And here, at the end of the Sipurim Isis now, we have a piece from the Likute Eitzos regarding this story, summarizing and capsulizing what's the practical advice that we can take out of this story. Likute Eitzos, Mahadura Basra, Likute Eitzos, the second edition, Tzadik, in the section of in the chapter entitled Tzadik, Perek Vov. Muvasham Tamtzes Kolo Inyan and Al Biktzora. There we find what we discussed here, very, very short and to the point. And this is the wording. Kol Zman She'ein Ha'odom Zoyche Lehiskarev Be'emes El HaTzadik O'emes. So long as a person has not yet succeeded in really coming close to the true tzaddik, azai, then afal pi shaloimed umespalel tomid. Even though that person will be learning Torah and davening all the time, afal pi kein einoi zoche lahargish tam amiti bilimudoi utfilosoi. The person will not be able to experience the real sweet taste, the real taste that a person is supposed to feel when they're studying Torah, when they're doing mitzvahs. There's a pasuk, ta'amu ura'u kitoiv Hashem. Taste and see how good Hashem is. There's another pasuk, tuv tam vodas lamdeni. Hashem, please teach me the goodness, the fabulous taste of your Torah. Ve'im hoya mesim eliboy heitev, if the person would seriously look inside of themselves and think about it really carefully, hoya margish biatzmoy shechoser loy eze chisorim, the person would feel and realize that something's missing, ve'eino yodea ma, and the person wouldn't necessarily be able to put their finger on it, what's missing? I'm learning Torah, I'm praying, and yet I don't feel what I'm supposed to feel. What do you mean what I'm supposed to feel? You look in the Gemara, you look in other places in the Torah where the Torah describes a concept of hispashtus hagashmius, a person being able to become almost completely disengaged from anything physical and materialistic, and be able to feel one with Hashem, and to feel an incredible high that's higher than any high a person can get from any kind of drug or anything else. Ube'emes, but the truth is, hachisoroin humitzad sheloi zoho lehiskarev letzadik amiti sheyoer loi ho'emes. The truth is that what's lacking, what's missing is that the person has not yet been zoicha to come close to a true tzaddik who has the ability to shine into the person the real truth of Hashem, the real truth of the Torah. V'ashrei l'mi shezoicha l'skarev l'tzaddik emes bo'ilam hazeh b'chaim chiyusoi. Fortunate is a person who's zoicha to come close to the true tzaddik in this world, while they're still physically living. Ki habaldovor meniach es atzmoy al zeh mo'oid libnoya esa'odo mizeh kol yemei chayev chas Hashem. Because the Eitzahara applies himself to this and focuses on this to do everything in his power to block a person, to prevent a person from coming close to the true tzaddik throughout the person's entire life. Me'achar she'ikr shleimus kedushas yahadusoy tolui bozeh. Because the Yetzirah knows that the real perfection and holiness of a person's serving Hashem is dependent on this, is dependent on coming close to the true tzaddik. We know that there are stories, for example, when the Mizritch HaMagid came to the Baal Shem Tov, The Mizritchi Maggid, before he came to the Baal Shem Tov, was already a giant in Torah, in all levels of Torah, including Kabbalah. And there's a whole story about how he got to the Baal Shem Tov, but he comes to the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov tells him, take a sefer from the shelf there, bring the Zohar Kodesh here, and I want you to prepare a page. And this itself was sort of an insult to a person of this incredible high level, to tell him, like, as if he's coming for a test to get into a yeshiva or something. But the rabbi accepted it, the Mizritchi Maggid. He opened up the Zohar Kodesh to the page, and it was a page that was discussing different angels in heaven. He looked it over, and obviously he had seen this page many times before, so he was very familiar with it. And he came to the Baal Shem Tov. Shem Tov said, okay, read. And he starts reading the words, and very clearly, very well. And the Baal Shem Tov is shaking his head. Nope. And he's looking at him, what? No, what could be wrong? The Baal Shem Tov says, maybe prepare it again. He's wondering what could possibly be. You know, he knows the word, he understands it. He looks into it again, more carefully, sharper, starts reading again, and the Baal Shem Tov again shakes his head no. And the Baal Shem Tov says, give me the sefer. And he takes the sefer, the Baal Shem Tov, and he starts looking at the page and preparing himself. And as he's preparing himself, they hear the building shaking, the building starting to shake. And the Baal Shem Tov starts reading the words of the Zohar Kodesh, and each time he mentions the name of a malach, the malach appears. So the Mizritchi Maggid understood what he was trying to show him, that they're studying Torah, and they're studying Torah. That even a person on his madrega, the Mizritchi Maggid, there's much, much higher. There's a completely different level of study of Torah, where the Torah comes to life, where the malachim appear. When the person's learning, where it's like, it's exactly as the power is like the power of the Torah being given on Har Sinai. The Gemara says that when a person is called up to the Torah, the person's supposed to stand there as if they were standing on Har Sinai. The Baal Koreh is Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're hearing the words of the Torah on from Har Sinai. The tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, are able to feel this, are able to feel what Shabbos is, are able to feel any change in the neshama, any change in the atmosphere. They're able to feel the difference between being in Eretz Yisrael and Lahavdol being outside of Eretz Yisrael. And now he continues, V'lefomim yesh odom sho'ose mitzvah kazois. Sometimes there could be a person who performs a particular mitzvah, shebo al yidei ze lebechinas moer hakoton, where because the person performed that mitzvah, that elevated them to a status of becoming the Moer HaKoton of that generation. The Ilmolei Hoyo HaOdom HaZeh Zoyche L'Eskare V'Latzadik HaMiti. Now, if this person who achieved this status of Moer HaKoton, if he would succeed in coming close to the true Tzadik, Shehu Bechinas Moer HaGodol, who is the Moer HaGodol, Kvar hoyobo Moshiach, that would be the end. Moshiach would come. V'hoyo tikun ho'olam b'shleimus, and the world would achieve its completion, its complete perfection. Just like the Navi tells us that when Moshiach comes, v'hoyo oir halevona ko'or hachama, that the light of the moon will become once again equal to the light of the sun. There'll be that perfect connection between them. V'ho'odom azeh. Now, this particular person that we're speaking about, af sheyesh loy giaguim v'kisufim gedoylem mistama leskar v'lazat tzadik, even though probably he has very strong yearnings and desire to come close to this tzadik, ach habaldovor mezgare bozeh ho'odom b'yoser. However, the Yetzahara fights this person with everything he can. Umazmen loy menios rabois. And the Yetzirah sends the person different obstacles all the time. The Yetzirah has a big bag of tricks, and he can use all kinds of different means and ways. Bifrat menias hamoyach, especially doubts in the person's mind, the obstacles of a person's thoughts. Kemavur b'mokam acher, as is expressed in other places in our writings, or kemavur leilan, as was mentioned previously, that the ikar hamenia al yidei shemislabesh hasamach mem atzmoi be'eze cholkim uboidim hadoivrim al atzadik osok. And the most powerful obstacle is when the Yetzirah cloaks himself in people. People who speak against the tzaddik, or people who speak against the whole path of coming close to tzaddikim in general. Just like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, that there are such people, unfortunately. Al kein tzrichen levakesh ma'oid me'ashem yizborach, she'yizke l'shaber kol hamaniyos, u'lehiskarev be'emes lahatzadik o'emes. Therefore, a person has to really pray very hard and beg Hashem that they should be successful in eliminating all the obstacles and really coming close to the true tzaddik. My Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichrono Livracha, when he learned this story, when he came to the end of the story, that the son of the rabbi dies, and the rabbi ends up going to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik says, chaval, chaval, terrible, terrible, woe for this loss that cannot be recovered. And my rabbi said that this isn't usually Rabbeinu Zal's style to end a story like that, or to end the shir, everything is lost, have a nice day, finished. And he mentioned that there were people in Breslov who said that this story actually occurred with one of the tzaddikim during the time of Rabbeinu Zal, the Abderov, the Oyev Yisroel. But Reb Michal said he wasn't sure if that was true or not, whether the Abderov actually had a son that passed away during his lifetime, not sure. But he said that he added something very significant to this story. Whether the story actually occurred in physical form or not, we know that there was a Reb Nosson Zal. There was a person who Rabbi Nachman referred to as Moir HaKotan, this concept of person who considered himself nothing, just like the moon has no light of its own other than what it receives from the sun. When Rabbi Nosson Zal came to Rabbeinu Zal, he said, I put my own thoughts, my own knowledge aside completely. I hear something from the Rebbe, I have one piece of knowledge. I hear a second thing, I have a second piece of knowledge. So that he was the Moir HaKotan, and Rabbeinu Zal was the Tzadik Emes, the Moir HaGodol. And Rav Nosson Zal had incredible, unbelievable obstacles preventing him from getting to Chassidus in general, and from getting to Rabbeinu Zal, and from getting close to Rabbeinu Zal. We read about his life, as is expressed in a number of Sforim, in Yemei Maranat, in Koich Me'or, in Chayim Aran, in all the different places. And especially in the book Boeshu Bamayim, Through Fire and Water, which is a collection of about 12 different Sforim piecing together the life of Rav Nosson Zal. We see the incredible obstacles that he had, and in the end, he was successful. He succeeded in overcoming all of the obstacles and making the best kesher possible with Rabbeinu Zal, between the Moir HaGodol and the Moir HaKotan. And Reb Michal would say, therefore we believe that it's through this combination, it's through the kesher between Rabbeinu Zal and Reb Nosson Zal, that Moshiach will come in Mi'etz Hashem. A person would say, but what do you mean? Here it seems to say that as soon as they get together, Moshiach will come. That's right. In many places in the Torah, it seems that way. That as soon as we do this, Moshiach will come. Then why hasn't he come? The answer is because we're not interpreting it correctly. It doesn't necessarily mean immediately. It means that this is going to be one of the most significant factors in making it happen. How long it's going to take? Hashem knows. Hashem knows, and the greatest of tzaddikim know. But we need to know that from our perspective, the combination of these two, the combination of Rabbeinu Zal and Reb Nosson Zal, their Sforim, their holy Sforim, which we possess, the Likutei Maran, the Likutei Tfilois, and the Likutei Alochois, that combination, and their students, their Sforim, their students, their Kvorim, their grave sites. We know that Rav Nosson Zal made a statement during his lifetime that when I pass away, a person doesn't really need to come to my kever because I'll be by Rav Enazal. I'll be there. He said, however, if a person will come, I'll do them a toiva. I'll make sure to do them a favor. And we see today, in recent times, you know, it's only about 25, 30 years that it became possible that diplomatic relations were established between Eretz Yisrael and the Ukraine after the Soviet Union fell apart, that hundreds and thousands of people are traveling all year round, especially on Rosh Hashanah, but all year round, flocking to Uman, and also many, many people running to Breslov, running to the city of Breslov, where Rav Nosson Zal is buried. And you see by many of the people that they feel a closer relation, a closer closeness, and a greater high sometimes going to Rav Nosson Zal than to Rav Enazal, because of the fact, in many cases, that many of these people have learned Rav Nosson Zal Sforim, the Likutei Halachos, the Likutei Tefilos, and it, because Rav Nosson Zal is able to come down to us, to take the light of Rav Enazal and bring it down, make it much more easily accessible and available, people feel a deep appreciation and a deep closeness to him. And we believe Be'emunah Shleima that it's the combination of these two tzaddikim together with all the other tzaddikim that will complete the process, that will bring about the Geula Shleima. We know that right now, we're still in the middle of the Yontif of Pesach. The Gemara makes a statement, B'nisan Nigalu u'B'nisan Asidin Ligoil, that just like we were taken out of Egypt originally in the month of Nisan, the Geula will take place in Nisan. We believe Be'emunah Shleima that every single year in the month of Nisan, there is Geula taking place. Part of that process, that the process is going forward. And now, especially in the Yemei HaSfira, which are referred to as days of tshuva, these 49 days of the Omer, which are 7 weeks, a total of 7 weeks, correspond to the 7 days of purification that a wife has to purify herself in order to prepare herself to unite with her husband, the Shiva Nikiyim. And this is the process that we're going through now. It's a purification. The process is started by the Omer Seorim, a korban, a mincha that was brought from barley. We know that barley is usually referred to in the Gemara as animal food. Chita, wheat, is human food. Barley, compared to chita, is referred to as animal food, a much lower level of intellect. And there are two minchos in the Torah that are brought from barley, the mincha so'imer, and also the mincha of a woman whose husband suspects her of improper behavior, chas v'sholem. And she has to bring a mincha soite, which again is so'ir and barley. And the Zohar HaKadosh compares the two. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when Hashem took us out of Egypt, it wasn't really because we deserved completely to be taken out. It wasn't because we were ready. We had completed the purification that had to take place in Egypt. No, not necessarily. Unfortunately, it was a rescue mission on the part of Hashem to take us out before we would be totally absorbed and swallowed up in the 50th level of Tumah, Chas V'Shalom. And we're told that during these 49 days of the Omer, we're being given an opportunity to really purify ourselves, to prepare for the wedding night, which takes place on Shavuos night, on the night of Shavuos, towards morning. That's when the final, highest union possible between Hashem and the Jews takes place. And to show that we realize that we're on a low level now, that we're trying to climb a ladder, the mitzvah is counting the Omer. Who counts? Small children count, usually. When it comes, you tell a child that will be there in 5 minutes, is it 5 minutes yet? And a child is always counting numbers. that's the level of their intellect. They're counting numbers, they're reading the ABC. So too we now are showing that we're small children, starting from kindergarten, starting from one, and we're going to count to 49. Even though the Pasuk says, Tisperu chamishim yoim, count 50 days, and we know that 50 is shlemus, 50 levels of tshuva, 50 levels of bina, we count 49 only. And then, on the night of Shavuos, when we come to shul, that last night, the previous night, we counted the 49th day of the Omer, and then we come to shul for Shavuos night, Ma'ariv, and we daven mincha, and then what do? We wait. We wait. The halacha says that usually when it comes to Friday night or a yontif night, the earlier that a person can daven ma'ariv, the better, because you're being mekabel Shabbos, you're bringing in the Shabbos early, you're bringing in the yontif. But on Shavuos, there's a special halacha of tmimos tihyena. We must see to it that the 49 days should be complete. So we have to wait until it's really definitely nighttime before we begin the holiday of Shavuos, before we recite the Ma'ariv of Shavuos. That waiting, what are we waiting for? We're waiting for Hashem to make His move. The Torah says, Shuvu Elai v'Shuvu Aleichem, that during the 49 days of Yomer, we are moving towards Hashem. We're trying to get closer, inching closer to Hashem. But we know that we can't finish the job. The only one who can really complete everything is Hashem. Just like the Pasuk says, Shuvu Elai v'ashuv Aleichem. Hashem says, you come towards me and I'll come towards you. We know that when it came to Shavuos, it says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem came down to us. So that on that night of Shavuos, when we're in shul, when we're waiting, that waiting is yearning. It's a yearning, a deep yearning and longing for Hashem, which is what brings the light of Hashem, brings Hashem down to us on Har Sinai once again. Just like on Shabbos, when a person wants to receive the Neshama Yaseir, the additional soul, how do we do it? By yearning. We say on Friday night, we say, Vishamru v'nei Yisrael es HaShabbos. Vishamru means to guard, and Vishamru also means to wait for. The Pasuk says, V'oviv shomar es hadovar, that when Yosef HaTzadik related his dreams to Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Rashi says, he was waiting to see if these dreams will be fulfilled. So what is a Jew doing when Shabbos is coming in? I'm waiting. Waiting for what? I'm waiting to receive that Neshama Yisera. But while I'm waiting, I'm not asleep. I'm ratcheting up the Ratzon, the desire, the yearning to a peak. I'm yearning, jumping up to Hashem. My soul is jumping up to Hashem. I want to pull down that Neshama Yisera, that Nefesh Yisera. And when we say that final word in Vishamru, Vayinofash, Vayinofash, the Gemara says, is Vay of the Nefesh. Woe is to me that I'm going to lose this soul. That when I get this soul, it's only going to be with me for a short period of time, for 25 hours or 26 or 27 hours, and then it's going to leave me again. And it's that feeling of yearning that I want this so much, and I'm even before I get it, I'm feeling bad about the fact that I know that I'm only going to have it for a short period of time. That's what brings upon the person that incredible light of that Neshama Yisera, that Nefesh Yisera. And so too, during this period of the Omer, we're expressing our yearning. We want to come close to Hashem. We want to get to the finish line. We want to get to that complete union. And this is why in Breslov, Sfiras Omer is a major, major event. In many other shuls, unfortunately, when they recite Sfiras Omer, it's done with similar enthusiasm, like a person making a shahakol, shahakol ni'ebedvoroy, or something else. But in our Sforim, in the Likutei Halachos, there's maybe 400 or 500 pages about Sfiras Omer, explaining how significant this period, these 49 days are, and the mitzvah, the counting of the Omer, the L'shem Yichud before it, and all the tefillos that we say afterwards, the Lamanatzeach Beneginos, the 49 words there, the Ona Bechoyach, the 49 words there. Incredible, incredible expression of our desire for tshuva and coming close to Hashem. We should be zeuche to accomplish what Hashem wants us to accomplish during this period of time with the help and with the connection to the true tzaddikim, and to get to the real finish line, the coming of Mashiach, b'mehera b'yameinu.
Thank you very much, Rav Nos.
Sure. Wishing everyone a good moed, a good yantif. Should be zeuche to the real joy, the simcha of yantif. And it should bring all the yeshuas and refuas that all of us need, Mitzvah Shem.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Great show. Thank you.
All the best.